It's been a long time coming.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, a 2021 study estimated that a quarter of a million American men would be diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2021. Prostate cancer is the fifth most common cause of death among cancers, and it has the widest racial disparities of any form of cancer. Black men in America experience the highest prostate cancer rates in the world. This means that the cost of farmers' greed are borne primarily by men of color. Lowering Xtandi's outrageous price in the United States is a matter of racial justice. Now listen to this. And the rate of prostate cancer incidence increases with age, meaning that the price gouging takes a toll on Medicare's finances as well. From 2015 to 2019, Medicare spent $5.2 billion on Xtandi. The Department of Health and Human Services is currently considering whether to allow the genetic manufacturing of Xtandi, which could drop the price of a pill from $400 to $3 overnight.
It's like this crucial portion of what we're talking about here, that generic drugs are easy to make. Once that recipe, as it were, is out there, you can pump this stuff out. Without that brand name, it makes a big difference.
So listen to what you said.
Yeah.
Overnight, they can bring the cost from $400 a pill down to $3 a pill. And it is the taxpayers and Medicare that is paying the $5.2 billion, $400 per pill.
Yep. And just before why would the government
not protect the government from being gouged? Why would the people who run the government?
That's the question, man. Because
that's not, I mean, come on, man.
Self-explanatory, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yes. Come on, man. They're ripping us off.
Yes. Okay, now I'm not done. Under the law, the Biden administration has the authority to act. All it needs is the courage to act. Under the Bayh-Dole Act, federal agencies are granted march-in rights. Essentially, if certain circumstances are met, the government certain circumstances aren't met, the government can act, march in, and use its authority under the Bayh-Dole Act to grant a license to generic drug manufacturers to produce a drug in the United States, in this case, a genetic version. Now,
and those robust protections that, you know, overseas has to keep drug costs low, it's flipped around here. Those robust protections apply to the companies. It applies to them recouping their funds.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. The president of the United States can unilaterally make decisions himself on that. So somebody tell me why we keep paying extraordinary costs for medication. The older we get, we're being gouged by our own elected officials.
And it's the whole healthcare system. Aside from just drugs, there are people that can't afford insurance, let alone the drugs. I mean,
This is why I keep saying we need to wake. Well, I can't say we need to wake up. Somebody has to wake us up.
Yeah.
Somebody has to give us the information to be angry about. And if you are listening to this and you hear that, and this is a cancer medication that saves lives, and they are charging $190,000 per year to try to save a person's life when they can get it done almost at the cost of nothing, $3 per pill.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we force our government to do the right thing? See, that's why when people say, it's election time, we got to vote. You know, Democrat, Republican, conservative is like voting for Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. you catch hell with all three.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just get to a point where we just accept things. Who do we have on the line, man?
We got Mike from Madison.
Hey, Mike. I mean, come on, man. Come on. You can get this done almost for the cost of an aspirin. And yet they're charging $190,000 a year. You say what?
I say don't be bad-mouthing the devil, first and foremost. Some of us are friends of the devil. Above beyond that, Earl, I haven't researched the topic. I cannot tell you if Joe Biden unilaterally can change that. That I'm not clear on. I have not heard that.
I know, but so I'm reading it verbatim, and it says, under the law, the Biden administration has the authority to act. All it needs is the courage to act. It's under the Bayh-Dole Act. Federal agencies are granted march-in rights. Essentially, certain circumstances are met. The government can act, march in, and use its authority under the Bayh-Dole Act to grant a license to generic drug manufacturers to produce a drug in the United States, in this case, a genetic version. So Crudy, what would you say then, if that's the case, and it is, why do we have to deal with the kinds of things we have to deal with in this country, Crudy?
I'm not sure, Earl. I'm going to take you somewhere you don't want to go, but I'm going to go there quickly. I don't know why Joe Biden doesn't do this. I don't know why Joe Biden doesn't forgive student loan debt. And I don't know why my pal Earl, and I'm going to take you topically in a different direction. I haven't heard your take yet on the Republican proposal in the state of Wisconsin to blow up Milwaukee public schools in the next 2 years, Earl. As we were going on the air, as I was going off and you were coming on, I had seen that breaking news headline. So while I appreciate all the important topics you're talking about, in the second half of your show, I'm going to listen for your opinion on that one.
Well, let me give that to you. Oh, no, actually, I can't get to it right now because we got to go to break. You know, it's not the first time, Crudy. So the state of Wisconsin has attempted to give the mayor, the governor, authority to take over Milwaukee Public Schools. They attempted to do it before. Mayor Tom Barrett at the time twice said no. Because nobody, including the state, wants to deal with the realities of operating an urban school district. It is easier said than done. And that's what gets me about go ahead.
They're going to give everybody vouchers. They want to blow up the entire district, give everybody a voucher. But Earl, you and I know 20% of Milwaukee area school kids in the public schools are on an IEP. And we know charter schools, voucher schools are not under the same federal mandate to accept those IEPs. So if you could select your students, my question, Earl, if you blow up the district, what happens to the IEP kids?
So Crudy, maybe you're not aware of it, and maybe some of those folk, those brilliant people who sit in Madison, don't realize that one of the major voucher schools in the city of Milwaukee, it's Hope Christian Academy. It's the largest of all of them, has just discontinued high schools because they can't educate urban high school students. The great voucher schools that claim to be the greatest with dealing with urban students has discontinued their high schools. Oh, they're only going to focus on those in grade schools and middle schools. Well, what does that say? Okay, well, that tells me that they can't deal with one of the major issues in Milwaukee Public Schools, and that's high school students. We got to go to break, Crudy, so I'll talk about this on the other side. Thank you, man. You're tuned into the Early Room Show. We'll be right back.